Google CEO Sundar Pichai is apologizing to Google employees and promising to take a much harder line on inappropriate behavior. This in the wake of a recent New York Times report that three company executives got big payouts after being accused of sexual misconduct. This apology comes as several Google employees are reportedly planning a worldwide walkout for Thursday. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by David Lewis, president and CEO of Operations Inc., a human resources outsourcing and consulting firm. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. How hard is it to change a corporate culture if indeed this is, you know, what he's trying to do?
I don't know that he's trying to change a corporate culture as much as he's trying to do damage control right now. You know, corporate culture change is a significant exercise for any company. Usually involves a leadership shift from the top down. And right now, you know, Google's been exposed and is trying to figure out how to regain the trust of its employees and specifically many of its female employees.
You know, in the many years we talked with John Madden about sports, he would often say when some athlete was accused of an indiscretion or worse, if he can play, he'll have a job. Is that the mindset that goes on in these companies? If you've got a brilliant performer, you find a way to keep him?
That's the worst part of this, Stan. I think the issue always that I've seen in 33 years of doing this is that how an issue is dealt with depends on the level of the individual and their importance to the organization. Someone who is working in the mailroom who commits an inappropriate act is shown the door. That same person, the same act committed by the VP of sales is, you know, slapped on the hand and told not to do it again. And that's what gets companies in trouble, and that's exactly what's happened here with Google.
So then it gets perpetuated because then, you know, you get somebody who's, you know, at the executive washroom and he goes just to a different company.
And I think the perpetuation as well is in the message and the messaging that has just been sent to all of the Google employees, which is, you know, plain and clear. We're important people to our organization. Therefore, we were willing to look the other way because of their importance versus harassment is something that we don't tolerate in our culture. We will not tolerate it regardless of where it's coming from. And we're going to take swift and severe action against whoever commits it.
The question of a financial payout, I mean, people at that level in these companies often have vast financial opportunities anyway through stock options and grants. Is there a message that a Google or any other company could send around money when there's so much of it?
There absolutely is. And in looking closely at the New York Times account of this story, the option was there for Google to go ahead and send a message. Send this person out the door, use terms within their employment agreement that allow them to do so with no financial remuneration to that individual, and let that person go and take a lawsuit back at Google. But they didn't do that. And, you know, I can't sit here and just say Google's the only one. There are countless examples of companies that have taken exactly the same path as they have.
Google, of course, has been in the middle of a tug of war with its employees over what the company does, these battles over how artificial intelligence technology is deployed. Are we at a turning point? Are the people now running the company in some level?
Well, I think what Google's now got to realize, and this goes for any company that goes through a crisis of this nature, is that in a market with 3.7% unemployment, let alone the type of battle that goes on for talent in Silicon Valley, you make a misstep like this, you're going to be an organization that's going to be considered radioactive for the next candidate, and that includes the people who are there. So I fully expect that you're going to see some level of exodus from the organization. Again, the problem, unfortunately, now also is where do people go where they really feel like there is a level of respect and seriousness towards this issue? It's difficult to discern from the outside.
Thanks for your time this morning. David Lewis, president and CEO of Operations, Inc., a human resources outsourcing and consulting firm.